Baker bragged that his sweep of southern Maryland had been a resounding success. Seward was delighted with the results. But the operation ended up doing little to disrupt secret Confederate mail and supply lines through the region. What Baker and his men did do was destroy boats, pillage houses, terrify Southern sympathizers, threaten innocent citizens, and leave behind a population even more embittered toward the federal government. Hooker and his men ended up having deep misgivings over the ham-handed tactics Baker and his detectives employed, seizing schooners Loyalists owned, and arresting good Union men. One cavalry major complained in a December 21st memo to Hooker that the U.S. government would have been better served if the incompetent detectives assigned to his detachment had never shown up. Baker also made incursions into foreign territory. The Confederates considered Canada, whose border stretching across the northern frontier of the United States was unguarded and whose citizens were administered by British representatives, a natural ally. Britain was officially neutral, but along with many Canadians, had set aside its antipathy toward Southern slavery and supported or tolerated many Confederate policies. Canada provided a haven for rebel prisoners escaping from Northern camps. Its border geography made it attractive as a launching pad for Confederate operations against the United States. Confederate operatives were also posted in Canada to relay secret communications between Richmond and London. And by spring of 1862, Halifax, Nova Scotia, near Maine's coast, became a key departure point for British ships sailing with contraband to southern ports. Seward had no qualms about playing hardball with foreigners or diplomats who consorted with the enemy. He sent agents, including Baker's, to staunch communications from the Confederacy to Canada and then to Great Britain, as well as England's supply channel back to the south. In January 1862, Baker had four detectives, each being paid a hefty $154.69 a month based in Canada. Baker also began traveling to the country himself to set up what he claimed was a police system much needed in that section.